biting the hand that feeds you. He's one of those kind of guys. So he is being critical of Donald Trump all during the coronavirus business. And now, you know, he gets no help. He gets no assistance, you know, kind of the whining little thing. We find out he's broke as a joke. And he's got no plans in New Jersey. A lot of the things he's done has been hype and hyperbole. And never, you know, the Trump administration has given him everything and more that he's wanted. Yet he's telling Donald Trump that he hasn't gotten anything that he's supposedly entitled to, right? Well, you know, it looks like maybe he might be one of those governors that might be on the chopping block. According to Mitch McConnell in his little interview that he had with Hugh Hewitt. So we're going to get into that. It has certain ramification for the state of California. Now, this is another little thing that's just wrapped into that. I'm going to jump on this right away because of the third hour, we're going to step up on this. In the second hour, we're going to have Richard Sack with us, and he's going to, in the Lost Arts Radio, he's going to talk about a whole bunch of things and timely issues that are going forward right now. That'll be in the second hour. Third hour, pretty much dedicate a lot of to the Oroville Dam situation, which is getting completely out of hand. Those of you that have been following this for the last several years, don't go away. It's still continuing. The danger that is there with the spillway, the brand new spillway. Sure, they spent another $1 billion, $2 billion now on that spillway, which is supposedly they were only going to spend $250 million originally. So you talk about this is the way you do business in California. Oh, we're going to start out at $200 million, and then, $2 billion, here you go. But, you know, they fixed the wrong fix in the whole thing. And again, this is where we've been coming from. I even filed a lawsuit against them to stop some of the problems that they had there. And, of course, the problems that they have led to the issue that they have right now currently, because the spillway is broken. The spillway is leaking, and it's in danger of failure. If it's in danger of failure, you're going to lose that dam. I find it really interesting, the timing, don't you? Here it is going into the springtime, the snow melt, the pool, the reservoir is building, and yes, it could burst. There's a high probability, and every single day as it gets more and more water, more and more pressure builds on that spillway, and the probability of the dam going is very, very rich. Could be one of the nation's biggest natural man-made disasters that has ever happened to this country. Okay, so this is the one big deal. I'm going to get you this before we get to the first set of commercials here. California lawmakers seek details on Newsom's $1 billion mask deal with Chinese manufacturer. Could you imagine? And I was doing this myself. I was sitting here wondering how in the world Gavin Newsom, in the midst of this whole Chinese coronavirus business, the CCV we call it, or everybody's got that moniker for it, how can he make a deal with a Chinese company? He called it an Asian company. Asian. Mm-hmm. That's what. Okay, here's the deal. They were trying to make the case at the time that Donald Trump was not being responsive to getting out equipment and so on. They were making that case. That was where their narrative was going with this whole thing. And we're, you know, jumping all over this. That's not the case. He's doing the right thing. He's getting the right stuff out there. And then that followed up, if you remember, in this whole series in March, with people going, you know, wait a minute, where are all the patients in the hospitals? And you, as Citizen Journal, stepped up and started going out there going, wait a minute, there's no patients. Well, there was kind of a, you know, as things go from the East Coast to the West Coast, there was kind of a lag, I guess, in the thought process of the dear governor, Gavin Newsom, because what happened with Gavin was he comes out with another completely weird, well, I guess you'd say misplaced narrative. How's that? Normally, these narratives that come out from the left, they're pretty sequential, and they, you know, if one fails, then they go to the next one. Of course, they're all failing. So that they have sort of a life shelf of about 2 or 3 days on a narrative. Then it changes. And they're hoping that they're going to get some sort of traction with the narrative. So they came out with a narrative for California that, hey, we're not getting everything we're supposed to get out here. We don't have enough. Well, of course, they're leaving something out, which we brought out, I thought, exquisitely on Agenda 21 Radio. Hey, California, you're supposed to have this rainy day fund of $21 billion. You brag about it. Gavin, you were on The View, said, oh, wait, you know, we got the biggest economy in the world. We got this nest egg, $21 billion rainy day fund. We got yet we have the coronavirus. And guess what? Where's the $21 billion to spend to help the people to have the mass? Crickets. Absolute crickets. In other words, there was no rainy day fund. And of course, back again, he's dependent upon the federal government to back him up. And then he makes this pronouncement that he's going to buy masks from China. Bad timing. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, this whole business of recovery now that we're going to be opening up the states, it's become very complicated, to say the least. And it's become very complicated in California. A couple of things wrong with the California situation that just doesn't quite fit the narrative on the other side, okay? First of all, very few cases of the coronavirus. Very few cases. I mean, really, by the population, 40 million people, and only, you know, maybe 40, I'll give them 50,000 people have it. That's not a lot of people. There was not a lot of people. The death rate, they say, is about 1,100. And one death is bad. I get it. I got to do the qualifier. I understand it. But it's not 25.5 million people that are affected, and, you know, 3 or 4 million people have died already, business. That's a whole different narrative, isn't it? But, you know, in the early days, what Gavin Newsom, the governor, was doing was setting you up for that. That's exactly what he was telling people. Oh, we're going to have 25 million people it's going to be terrible. You know, it's 40 million people in the state of California. And then, of course, we're going to have 3 or 4 million die immediately. We need this. We need that. And he's out pontificating. So what does the president do? He gives them hospital ship. If you've got so many issues, we'll go right ahead and we'll give you whatever you need, whatever you need. So then all of a sudden he says, well, you know, we don't have any masks. The president can't give us enough masks for the problems that we have. Now, mind you, he didn't have a lot of people coming into the hospitals. That was all gone. He didn't have that. The hospitals were vacuous. But the president gives them a whole ship with 1,000 beds, you know, for the kids, basically. But he gives them a ship. Okay, now, all right, great. That's going to take all the pressure off of the L.A. hospitals. And they can send their most urgent care people, no coronavirus people there. But, that, you know, that was sort of the plan. But, you know, what about all the, you know, the other stuff you need? You know, like the masks and the gloves and the gowns and all that stuff. Well, you know, he didn't have enough masks, he said. So this is what he did. And this is the tell. This is the absolute tell that I've been saying to people, that Gavin Newsom knows his state is broke as a joke. And that is, he goes out and he says, this is his statement, is that he has made an agreement with a whole bunch of nonprofits and NGOs and come up with a lot of money in these NGOs. Basically what it is he's telling all of his friends out there, and Jerry Brown's friends, who have gotten billions of dollars through various bonds and so on that they've floated, where they've skimmed the money off and given to all their nonprofit buddies. This is how it worked. We had Prop 1, which is supposed to be for the Sites Reservoir, $7 billion. Well, most of that went to Jerry Brown's buddies. See, this is what goes on in this state. It's just flat-out extortion. So in the midst of all this, okay, he said he's got a $21 billion rainy day fund. And then suddenly he's coming out, he's got no money, apparently, because he's made an agreement with all these NGOs to come up with a couple billion dollars so he can buy what? He can buy masks. Shocking, he's going to buy masks. And I said to myself, wow, that's kind of neat. And then in the same sentence he says, well, we got a contact in Asia that's going to be manufacturing these masks. I mean, really proudly. And I said to myself, Asia, are you kidding me? This is from Asia, the disease. Are you announcing that? And then I said to myself, Asia? Well, gee whiz, China is in Asia. Shocking. Shocking that I would have such deductive abilities. But Gavin Newsom, you know, he thinks way out in front of all of us. And he doesn't think that we can think for ourselves. The perfect socialist. Okay, so then we find out, wonder who the manufacturer is. So, I mean, come on, you know we do that. He's saying he's got a manufacturer in Asia. Well, okay, which Asian country do you think maybe makes the mask? Well, we figured it out. It was China. So we get a disease from China. This is the logic. I mean, this is like stoner logic, as I call it. If you ever been around a lot of stoners, they have different kind of logic streams. And of course, well, anyway, so stoner logic is applying here. So, but, you know, I used to work with a lot of different stoners for years and years and years. So I get that whole logic when it pops up. I go, stoner logic. And guess, so all of a sudden, he's thinking that he's got his soul bullied. He's so sure he's got us fooled because we're stupid. You are stupid. You are all stupid people. You don't know any better. You cannot think for yourself. So that's why you have people at Agenda 21 Radio do your thinking for you. Right. Right. I got to tell you, I don't think my listeners, I do my think. My thinking is not applying to them. They're not thinking. They think on themselves. They're independent thinkers. They're like exceptional Americans. And when you wear that bonnet of exceptional American, you are an independent thinker. So much for the logic, right? Stoner logic. So we say, well, let's do the research. We start doing the research. And some of you citizen journalists, you're on it too. You're like, going, no. Hey, Paul, what about this? What? And then we find out the company is the same company that's making the coaches for the choo-choo train to nowhere. Shocking. So you have, I mean, you talk about, is this a response to the president getting General Motors to make, ventilators? Is that what this is? That China can make those ventilators, and we'll just go out there and get, because a company, think about this, General Motors usually makes cars. Now, he's contracted, and using the full force that he's talking about, the buying power, the full force of California's buying power is what he says. I mean, she's very bold. Of course, when you have no money to buy with, that becomes problematic, so you turn to your friends, right? So this company out there makes coaches. You know, train coaches, steel, aluminum, you know, that sort of thing, wheels, motors. Okay, so you're kind of in the same park of the thinking. You're getting the logic here. We're going to counter the fact that GM is making ventilators with this other company owned by, well, I'll just hold that. No, Warren Buffett. It's the same company that makes the motors and the coaches and all that stuff for the choo-choo train to nowhere out here in California. I know this is absolutely relevant to everybody because you're thinking, wait a minute here. Are they trying to be competitive, China, with us, and that China can be responsive and change its entire a way to manufacture something to make masks? So you can go from these coaches, which are made of steel and aluminum and wheels and big things like that, all of a sudden now they're making masks. Really? And, you know, that's in direct competition. I'm just telling you, this is their logic stream. This is how a stoner thinks. Well, liberal, I guess. Either one, it doesn't matter, does it? So here you have GM. It's converting itself. Not all of it, but an element of GM. Because, you know, after all, GM, when they make cars, inside your dashboard, they have all kinds of sophisticated blowers and vents and filters and switches and gizmos and levers and dials and stuff. You know, it's a conversion that can be done very, very well, I would say easily. And you can see that they already have complementary equipment and tools and things like that that could go into these ventilators, which they made a conversion to. But, you know, this other one, going from were they going to be aluminum masks, I guess? Just something to think about. Made of steel, did they have wheels on the side of the mask? So $1 billion, a mask deal with Chinese manufacturer, a Warren Buffett company? Shocking. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today.
protect your conversations today with the Deaf System.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, now let's get into the meat of this article. This is an article. It's basically three articles in one that's been pulled together, and you can hear some of my narrative about the article as well. And this is from the Associated Press and the LA Times, and I guess the San Francisco Chronicle and Agenda 21 Radio. So this is kind of, you've kind of gotten a little of overview of this. Now they're starting, and this came out, gosh, a couple days ago, originally, and we mentioned it. We didn't cover it. We didn't get into it because, you know, it's just always so much fun to get into these things. But again, it shows you what's going on with the narrative out here. And again, keep in mind, the way it is right now, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'll get them from the Epoch Times here in a minute. The death rate is very low for this. And again, all deaths are bad. I get it. The death rate is very, very low for this virus. We're getting a lot of empty hospitals. We know that. It's not what it's supposed to be. Now we have Newsom, who's come out with a $1 billion mask deal with Chinese manufacturers. Now, this is important to understand because this is setting a predicate for something. This is part and parcel to the argument about dismissing Gavin Newsom as the governor for California. Oh, we could do that? Well, yes, it does appear that we can do that. That's correct. That's correct. You're catching on. There's some themes going to happen in the third hour we're going to talk about, quite frankly. Anyway, so California, this is the article from Fox News that popped up this morning. California lawmakers seek details on Newsom's $1 billion mask deal with Chinese manufacturer. It says here, California lawmakers on both sides of the aisles. Okay, now this is important to understand because in California, there's no aisle any longer. So you can't have both sides. I mean, it's a monoparty system. It's a monoparty, quote, dictatorship. There's no Republican Party. There's no Democrat Party. And there really isn't. Both of those parties in California have disappeared. I'm just serious as a heart attack. They just and plus the Republican Party, they're Trump haters. Now, not all. Don't get me wrong. Don't come at me. I get it. Listen, I can sense it already. My walls are closing in. I'll be specific again. There's a lot of the counties. First of all, there's not a lot of county Republican parties any longer. It's 58 counties, and then you've got strong maybe 7 or 8 counties. Shocking. Like San Diego County is a big county. I don't think there's even an Orange County Republican Party, much of it, kind of a virtual party. I mean, it's, they've kind of taken away all the thunder out of all this stuff. So anyway, there's no Democratic Party. No, there's not going to be any. They're blaming it on the coronavirus. The Republican Party, there's not going to be any convention for this year. And there's, of course, not going to be either on the Democratic side. All virtual, because, we can't be around one another. And that's where we can hide all the corruption and the cheating and the scamming and all that, right? Okay, so California lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, like a wake-up call. Wait a minute, this may be a little bit touchy for everybody, even Democrats and Republicans. And again, there's only a few Republicans that exist in the party system out here. Seriously. It's a very small minority. They're super majorities in the Assembly and Senate. So these lawmakers on both are requesting details from Governor Gavin Newsom regarding $1.1 billion deal. Now, this is important to understand. These lawmakers never did this with Jerry Brown. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Some Republicans would get out there and do that, and of course they'd suffer the wrath of the legislative minions out there. They would do that. Regarding the $1 billion deal to buy hundreds of millions of coronavirus protective masks from a Chinese manufacturer, according to a report. Now, I've given you the details. That's the report. They're not going to give you those details right here, I don't think. 2 weeks after announcing the plan on cable news, Newsom gave few details about the deal, which cost taxpayers 30% more than the governor's January budget allotted for infectious diseases for the whole fiscal year, as the Times reported. The governor is planning to buy 200 million masks per month from an American subsidiary of Chinese electric car company, BYD, which are set to start arriving in early May. The company said it would make 5 million masks a day, according to the Times, much more than any American company, 3M, which makes around 100 million a month. So anyway, BYD's subsidiary is based in Los Angeles. Ding, ding, ding. No, that's not the train bill. It says, what is in the contract that ensures the deliverability timely going to be really, really important, Republican state senator Jim Nielsen, who I know, said, according to the Times. At the least, we cannot be just throwing out a false hope to people. I got to tell you something. Jim Nielsen is a Trump supporter. He is one of the few politicians, he and James Gallagher, they're pretty much in the same area here in Northern California. They are my representatives and senator. Jim Nielsen, my state senator. They are the maybe two or three or maybe half a dozen on both sides of the aisle have support for Donald Trump, and they're avid supporters. So this doesn't shock me that he would do this. He's got cojones where the others don't. At least we cannot be just throwing out a false hope to people. And that's, that is so true. I understand the hope thing. We got New California. I get this all the time. You're our only and last hope. I hear this all the time from people. It's a burden. But to throw it around falsely, Nielsen hits it out of the park here. The governor's office has denied requests for more information about the deal, the Times reported, and the state has already sent the first installment of $490 million to BYD. Newsom was defensive Saturday when asked by a reporter about the lack of forthcoming details in the contract. I'm for outcome here, he said, according to the Times. Some are consumed by process, personality, intrigue. Who's up, who's down? We are for actually solving a major, major problem, not only for the state, but potentially a template for the country. See, he's thinking he's going to be president. These are the aspirations of a dictator. We'll solve the dictator problems down here in California, and then we'll go national with our dictatorship. We'll bond with New Jersey, New York, Illinois. We'll go up here to Washington, to Oregon. We'll form a financial empire within the United States. That's what he said he'd do. So where is he thinking with this? A template for the country. A spokesman for BYD has referred all questions to Newsom's office. Good for them. Newsom has said California is leveraging the state's purchasing power to buy the masks that would be distributed to healthcare workers through the summer. We made a big, bold bet on a new strategy, and it's bearing fruit, Newsom said on April 8th. Democratic State Senator Holly Mitchell, chair of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, said Newsom needs to be more transparent. Wow, Democratic. I'm sorry. I just said that. A Democratic State Senator, Holly Mitchell, chair of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee, said her own Democratic governor needs to be more transparent. Are you shocked by that? I think I sense Donald Trump in the room. Maybe someone's talked to Newsom. Under normal circumstances, the legislature would have had more time to deliberate. Now, listen, Ms. Mitchell. Don't go off the rails here and lie. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from a woman who sits in a legislature that legislates 11 months out of the year. You got a problem with that? And, of course, I am serious. They have to dream up bills to keep themselves busy. It's busy work. New bills every day. This is the one where they are touting that they could actually bring a bill in the morning and have it signed by the governor in the afternoon. That's called a dictatorship. Heavy emphasis on dick, on the tater. What's wrong with me today? Mitchell wrote in a letter to Newsom's finance director. Okay, let me read that again. And I want to read it again. Under normal circumstances, this is her quote, the legislature would have had more time to deliberate on expenditures of this magnitude and would have been allowed to thoroughly vet the details of the contract before proceedings, Mitchell wrote in a letter. That is not true. I'm telling you, they don't care. In the past, they just write the bill off, sign it off, get the bill to committee, get it out of committee, get it to the next committee, get it to the Senate, get it to the Assembly, and slam dunk, yes, get it to Gavi's office, get it signed. No deliberation here. Why would you deliberate? That means you have to think. That means you have to show some sort of level of a modicum of concern for the people. They don't think. Just more lies was Ms. Mitchell. But, you know, the reason why she's doing this, I'm telling you, one of the reasons is New California. Because we've talked about this. We've talked about the runaway legislature, 95 grievances over 96 weeks against these clowns. Talking about the dictatorship that we have. The mechanisms of government which have got us in chains, like right now. Lawmakers have yet to see a copy of the contract that Newsom's office signed. Now, that's never a good thing. I just see the dictators here. But now it's the age of Trump. And Trump has got all the emergency decrees that he needs, right? All 50 of them. Because every state signed their own emergency decree, didn't they? And of course, he signed the big one, the big bopper, which we're going to talk about in the third hour. He signed the big one, which means that, you know, Newsom, you gotta be financially stable in your own state. And what you did here is a real big, glaring red light, a red flag, that you're not following your own protocols within your... After all, I mean, Ms. Mitchell is saying that we were denied the ability to deliberate on this, thoroughly vet the details of the contract before proceedings. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a big change in California. Newsom has... Well, you know, like Donald Trump, we always talk about Trump rope. He's given Mr. Newsom all the rope he wants, right? I know Newsom's going to come. Give me some more rope. Can you give me just a little bit more of that? Sure, Gavin. All the rope you want. And by the way, mate, it's all the only qualifier, Gavin, it's got to be a certain brand of rope, Trump rope. No problem. Just give me the rope. The quote goes on by Democratic Assembly Budget Committee, Phil Ting. I always like to make fun of Phil Ting because there's things to be made fun about Phil Ting. It would be great to get a heads up directly from the governor's office rather than watching it on national TV. Democratic Assembly Budget Committee Phil Ting said, in an interview Wednesday with the Sun San Francisco Chronicle, or the San Francisco Chronicle, we don't have any information as to how many masks we're buying, who we're buying from, and at what price, Ting added. What are we obligated? For how long are we up? Well, listen, Mr. Ting, you've been working like this for years, and now all of a sudden it's important? That's my point, Ms. Mitchell. All of a sudden now it's important that you understand what Gavin Newsom's doing? This is the way they've been doing it all along. And where have you been? Asleep at the switch? Maybe you guys will be enjoying your vacation from leadership. That's Ting, T-I-N-G, Phil. Do you see the problem here? This is what you run into when you have a dictator, and the dictator has no use for the party system. Right? You've heard me say this many, many times. And this is where we're at in this country, in several of our states. Let's try New York. Let's try Illinois. Let's try Oregon. Let's try Seattle. Seattle, Paul, is in Washington. I know, but it's like the titular capital of the North, right? Right. It's only 14 hours away from you, drive-wise. Just sort of looked that one. I don't know why I would do. I want to go catch some salmon from Pike's Place. Yeah, that's where they throw the salmon, you know, down there by the wharf. It's a wonderful place, actually. It's a wonderful place down there. But, you know, the problem is this. When you're a dictator, you have no use for the party system. That's why we don't have a party system in this state. Because the dictator, the last one that left us all this stuff, of course, was Jerry Brown. And Jerry Brown had no use for a legislature. Come on. Dictators don't need legislators. Just ask Xi Jinping. Right? After all, if you're a legislator and you're a real one in a real state, that must mean you have a Republican form of government. In California, we have none of that. We've already grieved all that at 95 times in California. The president is very well of our plight here in California. This is a classic example where you have a lack of Republican leadership. Representation. Representing the people. But awakening. All of a sudden, they're being called out because they get it. They get the fact that this president is a constitutional president. And they get the fact that they're screwed and they've screwed themselves. Except for, guess what? Jim Nielsen. No, he's out and proud. He should be because he brings this stuff up. He's what I told you from the beginning of this conversation. There's a guy like Jim Nielsen who's one of the few who has any cojones. And he gave me some great advice one time. Had an opportunity to talk to Jim Nielsen years ago. But he's, you know, he got out, he was out of politics, and then he came back in, and he came back in because he said there's something wrong here. I gotta do something. I gotta try and fix it. And so he's fixing it. And boy howdy, is the timing perfect. The big fix is coming for California. It's absolutely coming for California. Now when I take a look at other things that are going on around here, it's really a big sense of change that's going to happen for this country. You'll hear me say that today. It's sort of the theme. It's just one of those kind of things. Oh, there they are. I pull up. The little thing comes over on my screen. It says, go here. So I click on it. It says, seizing the moment. Dem lawmakers eye opportunity for historic expansion of government amid coronavirus crisis. You see, that's all Gavin Newsom's doing. He's expanding government into his office. He's getting all the control. He's downsizing he's minimizing what's going on in the legislature. Get rid of that legislature. Then I won't be a complete dictatorship, but I have to get rid of that judiciary. That's what he'll do. So now this story just came up. It's from, it says, Dem lawmakers eye opportunity for expansion of government amid coronavirus crisis. This is what their plan is. And I know that some people say that this is going to happen. I don't believe that. I think you're going to see some major downsizing in certain places for government. But this is kind of what they're arguing. We'll get into this for just a second. It says former Obama White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said during the 2008 financial crisis that lawmakers should never let a crisis go to waste, and many Democratic lawmakers appear to be heeding that advice using the coronavirus pandemic as a jumping-off point to renew calls for a historic expansion of government. Ha! The view that the crisis should be an axis for deep, long-lasting change was on display during negotiations over the $2 trillion stimulus package, in which the House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn reportedly said that the package was a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's another vision. And that vision is Donald Trump's. A constitutional government. Not a dictatorship like California. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so now this goes along with that. And this is what we'll be talking about this in the third hour. McConnell says he supports letting states declare bankruptcy amid pandemic. Here's your teaser. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday that he supports letting states declare bankruptcy as their budgets face a spending crunch amid the pandemic, rather than go down the road of more federal deficit spending. I hate it when this happens. I would certainly be in favor of allowing states to use the bankruptcy route. It saves some cities, and there's no good reason for it not to be available. McConnell said in an interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt, current law prohibits states from declaring bankruptcy. That's the fact. My guess is their first choice would be for the federal government to borrow money from future generations to send it down to them now so that they don't have to do that. The Kentucky senator said, that's not something I'm going to be in favor of. In other words, there's not going to be a situation, especially in California, with so much, about $2 trillion worth of debt, that we're going to have the rest of the states pay our debt. Not happening. The biggest thing that's going to happen is New California. That's the biggest thing that's going to happen. Are they going to do something about bankruptcy? Yes, they will. And there's a whole reason why the president can do all this stuff. And he's going to insist on it. Big changes if you're in Illinois. Big changes in New York. Big changes in Oregon and Washington. You'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.